DeWitt, I got a memo here for some recommendations, and I thought I'd check it, go over it with you and see the good and the bad of it, if you don't mind. Says, I propose that we announce the following steps with respect to highway deferral. We've examined the need for an additional $400 million highway reduction that's been under consideration. And after careful study of all elements of the economy, we've decided not to go forward with it. One. Two. We are now prepared to release $175 million of the deferred funds for two purposes: preliminary engineering and acquisition of highway rights-of-way, so that when the funds are released, states will be ready to move ahead very quickly. Three. We have worked out procedures for relief to several states which have been particularly hard hit by the deferral. Four, the 68th budget provides for a sharp increase in highway contracts to an annual level of $4.4 billion. We had originally planned to return to this level on October 31st. In the hearings, we should indicate that we will move on July the 1st. In other words, move from October 31st up to July the 1st. In other words, the full fiscal year 68 will move to $4.4 billion level of highway contract. We will be prepared to release some more of these deferred funds before the beginning of the fiscal year, provided the economic situation warrants it and we can get clearance in Congress, and will not continue to hold them a moment beyond that period, and will not continue to hold the funds a moment beyond that period. Sixth, with the funds that have been accumulated during the deferral period, it will be possible in 68 to raise highway contracts above the budgeted $4.4 billion level, should economic circumstances permit. I checked this out, and Alan Boyd agrees with these proposals, as does Turner, the director. Signed, Charles Schultz, director of the Bureau of the Budget. Now, what does, is this of any consequence so far as the overall picture is concerned?
Yeah, this will do it, but the 2 points as you read them there, and I'm not, I understand it, and I wouldn't be worried about them, but one is where they're saying, or having you say that, you're able to help some states because they're hard hit more than others. Some might say that's not fair.
We worked out procedures for relief to several states which have been particularly hard hit by the deferral. I think they told me there were three or four, like Rhode Island and Indiana, for some reasons, I don't know what, but they had spent all of theirs in the early part or something. I don't know what it was.
I know that they are doing that and should do that, but I wonder if you should say that, because the rest, the majority of the states would be like, all we need to do is scream real loud and we can get special treatment.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the other thing, when you say you're going to release some for engineering and right away so we'll be ready, that's all right. Actually, we spend money for engineering and right away anyway. And so that's what we ought to be doing, and we are doing. Some might feel a little imposed on that some of the contractors that but actually what we would do, we would use this for engineering and right of way, and we'd use some other money for construction. So it's 6 1/2 dozen. Now, I don't think that makes a lot of difference, but I think this whole thing that you read to me is going to be well received, and you'll see you receive a lot of acclaim for it. Hope you can see that.
Now, would you change it? Would you not? Would you just say, release $175 million deferred funds for emergency purposes in the opinion for most important purposes in the opinion of the departments, or would you leave?
Needed and all tied into safety or something like that, you know. But I would not restrict it to engineering and right of way unless you just absolutely have to. The state's going to do that anyway. Have a feeling maybe they shouldn't be forced. There may be a logic for us to secure a double curve that ought to be taken out. Is that more important, or should they go off and do engineering on something that may not be done for 4 or 5 years? You know? That would be the reaction to the thing. Those two elements, if you could tone them a little bit, make the boys tone them a little bit. So maybe just leave that out about how you're giving special treatment to some of the states. That's been done and should be done, but you have to say that. That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
Silent there, and this other, if you could tone it into emergency.
Including safety and land problems? Safety, highway, right-of-ways, etc.
Yeah, that's all right. Put the word safety in there somewhere. Because all of them are beating on us about doing something for safety, and that would tie right into that, and that's good.
Okay. I'm sorry to bother you there, but I wanted to check with you.
I appreciate you doing so.
Thank you. Well, we'll get this out Monday.
How you feeling?
Pretty good. Feel good. We're doing well, and look forward to seeing you. Wish you'd get us rain.
We need it,
you do everything pretty well. I'm talking to George Christian, Margaret Meyer here, and they said that if you did your job like you ought to, you'd get us rain.
Oh, my goodness, those are rascals, you know.
Yeah, you think they expect too much, huh?
Yeah, I'll give my best regards, though.
Thank you. My best to you and your wife.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hello, are you waiting?